This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 minutes after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing in some heavy hitters from the world of talk to converse about what Talkers Magazine says are the big stories this week as we work our way from Christmas to New Year's. As a matter of fact, next week, the way we normally do things at the end of the year is put together the top stories from the year that seem to have influenced news talk discussion more than anything else. So I think there's a list of 15 that we'll have for next week. But for this week, it is the traditional 10 stories and the 10 people that attract a lot of attention. And I want to welcome in, as I introduce Talker Joe Crummy and Victoria Keelan along with me, Rich McFadden, not here this week. We will be going through these things and have our comments. And so for the first time this week, we're being heard on 97.1, The Big Talker, which presents more stimulating talk in the Flagstaff, Prescott, Arizona area. And so 97.1, The Big Talker. What was that?
Big Talker. I like
that. That was a big punctuation.
Nasty talker.
All right. So anyway, let's get to the charts, starting with number 10. NFL, NBA action. One of the things that I've seen this week that was most interesting, but I really haven't talked much about it on the air, is the, I suppose outing is the word for Daryl Strawberry. The fact that he admits to not only using drugs and having all kinds of problems during his career, but apparently he was so addicted not only to drugs but to sex that he would run into the clubhouse where women had been arranged for him. He would have sex between the innings of the game. Did you, anybody?
He's a busy guy. I read that, yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah.
You know, I saw that story years ago. I didn't know this was news. Wow.
On him? It was not the first time ever. Yeah.
Yes. Really? That he would do that, yeah.
Yeah, I think he just did a new interview, and I'm not sure with whom, but it was some big interview where he talked about that. But there's a lot of questions.
How much time is there? There usually is 3 minutes where the spots between, on TV or radio, between the innings, okay? Everybody changes the outfield, infield, run around. How do you have time to go
and sex? If he disappeared eight times a game, let's say, wouldn't the rest of his team wonder where he kept going?
Well, I think they knew where he was going. That doesn't seem to have been a secret.
This is going to change the game for me now. Every time I watch the game, I'll be thinking, now, what did that guy do during the break?
Where did he go?
So where did he go?
Isn't that exhausting, though? How do you maintain your stamina
high
for the
on
game?
Drugs. He was high on all kinds of drugs. So maybe it didn't. Maybe this is the way he quenched his thirst or got the energy out of his body. You'd think that a good athlete would extend his body to the benefit of the game and not to the benefit of him or herself. But in this circumstance, it seems like he's more interested in himself. But did he perform better because of this? Would be the question. How is he? I don't know that much. I know the name, but I don't know how. Was he really a good player? Was he a substantive player for the years he was?
That would be a Joe question. I don't know.
He was kind of streaky. I mean, he was a Mets guy. He was even a Yankee guy, I think, for a while. Yeah. He could have played with somebody else. A lot of people thought he was pretty good. He had a lot of power.
Did he switch sports and then he came back? Or did he have a comeback later on?
I'm feeling stupid here because I should know this. I know he was a total Met. He was a Yankee for a while. He may have played for somebody else. I don't think he played other sports and stuff. I've read that he had done this stuff during the innings before, and then he had a substance abuse problem, and it was serious.
Yeah.
And that it impacted his game. I think he said that. I didn't know that he'd done a recent interview on it, but I don't think he played like a different game or something like that. I don't think he did.
There is a player who was a pitcher. I can almost see his name. He played football and he played baseball, and he was good at both of them. And it isn't that long ago. And I want to say his name began with a D.
No. Was it Bo Jackson? I think he
was it Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson.
Look at Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, speaking of the Mets, has taken a shot Is it Tim Tebow? Or am I wrong? Is it
no, Tim Tebow is doing baseball now. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. In
right,
the minors.
That's what, right.
Yeah.
So he's
but
playing
Bo,
with the
but
Mets.
But didn't Bo Jackson go to the... He wasn't minors, right, in baseball? I don't know who he played for. It was before my time, but I know he did both.
There were a couple of other people. I remember Gene Conley, who played for the Red Sox and also for the Celtics. Back
wow.
when I was a kid.
Oh, that's an interesting one you never hear of. Football, baseball, you do hear a lot of crossover in college and things like that, but I've never heard of basketball and baseball crossover.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna do a little Google on this because I'm now stuck in my craw. Who was it? Bo Jackson isn't the name I'm thinking of. It's somebody whose name began with a D, and I don't remember, but I'll work on it because that's my job. To work on figuring out what's going on so we can talk about it. Number 9 on the countdown is something that I frankly do not want to talk about. I'm tired of all the allegations of rape, and I'm not tired. I think I'm mentally tired because this has become such an abusive... We're living in an abusive time where there's so much... And you think, okay, this is the modern era. We're at the end of the year 2017. How is all this stuff going on? But you look on college campuses and you see the college athletes getting away with it. You see professional athletes getting away with it. You see people who are in prominent positions in business and politics and entertainment getting away with all this stuff. At some point in time, my God, it's like you've been being hit over the head with a wooden hammer. Where does it end? Where does it stop?
You're talking about Danny Masterson, the actor.
Yeah, I'm talking about Masterson now, but for God's sakes, every week it's somebody different.
So
every day it's somebody different. Enough already. Well, I want to know, but I want people to stop it. Who was it that just... We were talking about earlier, Victoria. Somebody who got... Well, somebody running a company someplace. It's every day.
Yeah, it's every day.
Somebody else. And it's just... It's good that we're flushing them out.
Mm-hmm.
But you just wonder how long the list is.
You know,
are we
I'm
that
amazed.
Greatness?
Alphabet, I think, is what you're thinking of, Doug, right? The head of Alphabet?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Yeah, the Google
guy. Yeah,
guy.
He's the latest.
Anyway, what were you saying, Joe?
Hey, you know, it's funny. I'm amazed at all these stories about guys who, when they're taking a picture with a woman... is that a thing that you, when you're standing next to somebody, you grab them as the picture is being taken? Have I missed out on that all these years? I mean, I'm amazed at all those stories. You know, when you're posing with somebody to make your grab at that point. It seems like a lot of guys have been doing that for a long time. I never realized it. I never knew.
Victoria would probably disagree with me, but I'm going to say it anyway. There's a certain amount of immaturity that's connected men and their sexual prowess or what they think is cute or what they think they can get away with. It's just sort of accepted or has been accepted. And men don't pay a lot of attention. I saw something on the plane coming out here. There was a reference to men and just how that's just the way men are. And I recoiled at that. Why?
Yeah.
Where did that start and how is it okay? I'm trying to think of myself. What have I done over the years? That, you know, wink at somebody or say something that wasn't meant to be suggestive, but could have been taken as a, you know, suggestive comment, that sort of thing.
That you're even sort of worried about that tells me you've probably never really done anything that has upset anyone, and that's a good thing. But it's these other types of guys who have never considered repercussions, and they've never considered how it makes the woman feel. Those are the guys, and even now, still, you know, obviously Harvey Weinstein, you know, he went to sex rehab camp for, what, a week in Arizona? He doesn't take it seriously. Mm. And a lot of these guys who have been accused, they're stepping down from different positions. Positions, sure, but are they really going to change? Probably not.
Yeah. Well, you don't change at your own peril.
I'll tell you that,
because the world is changing and it's fast changing. 14 past the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio items from the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Also, if you go to talkers.com, you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of things. Those of you who are big fans of the format, which maintained its top status, by the way, this past year, as the most listened to format on the radio, and that's a good thing. Let me bring you around to something else that's a good thing that you hear. You hear a lot of these commercials on talk radio stations, actually, because people listen. The commercials, if I can put in a plug just for commercials on talk radio stations, they work because people are listening to what people are having to say. I've never understood this, and I say this lovingly to my music station brethren. Why, you know, the stations are always screaming, fewer commercials, like the commercials are bad. Or 50 minutes of music every hour, like that's better than listening to commercials. But without the commercials, the stations don't exist. So I don't bury, I don't hide these things. And I'm thinking about all the stations around the country that I've heard do spots for MyPillow. This is becoming a very popular product, and it's being advertised everywhere. And each person who approaches this has a different way of helping you decide that this is a good thing. And my way of looking at it is sort of a universal way, talking about what I have had for an experience with my pillows and the people that are on the staff with me, the people that are on the air with me, who get excited when they talk about getting a good night's sleep. Isn't that it's sort of a sad commentary on our lives, but we're so busy and wrapped up in things, hard for people to get a good night's sleep. But I will tell you, this patented fill in the My Pillows will let you put the pillow just the way you like it, so you get to sleep faster and stay asleep longer and get a better night's sleep. What more could you ask for? Better REM sleep faster with a My Pillow. And you can get the deal. I think that this is going to probably change pretty quickly. The deal now is one premium pillow at the regular price. The second premium pillow comes free. Use the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV and get these pillows. The free premium pillow comes when you buy one. You get another one free. Give yourself the gift of a good night's sleep and do it in an inexpensive way. I love this. This is really a great story to tell, and I'm happy to tell it. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Welcome back to one of our favorite sponsors, MyPillow. Do you struggle to get a good night's sleep? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, MyPillow will bring all that to an end. The patented adjustable fill inside each and every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long, giving your head and neck support like no other pillow. You'll fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, wake refreshed like never before. Here's the new 50% off on a four-pillow pack. That's correct. You just heard me right. All four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off with the four-pack. Be sure to use promo code DJV when you call 800-716-5989. That's 800-716-5989, or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off four pillow pack, plus you get free shipping.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, six sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Radio Countdown. fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
9:23 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a precursor or part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show that we do officially with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers. But each week we put together a couple of hours of conversation. When I say we, I mean me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Joe Crummy, who's a broadcaster located in Los Angeles, has a podcast that those of you who are from the right side would be interested in perhaps listening to at iTunes. Every day he does something different. It's called Evil Thoughts. Joe Crummy and his Evil Thoughts. Victoria Keelan is here. Her podcast is about movies.
Much lighter fare.
Yes, it is. City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria on iTunes and Google Play. You can check that out. Victoria's on the air every day, Monday through Friday, with me on the DJV show. And so we move ahead as we go through these top 10 items. The stories from the charts were this week. Approval rating of Donald Trump. And I don't even, again, I'm not trying to be desperate here, and I don't mean desperate in the sense that the word is usually used, but disparate in taking out the things that I find not interesting, because I'm just one person of many. How many people here find this line of thinking or conversation to be of interest to an audience or to yourself? Victoria, Joe, are you interested in the Trump approval ratings or where Hillary Clinton stands there?
Well, why does Hillary, I don't even understand why Hillary is even put into some sort of approval rating. She's a private citizen. I don't get it. But
people still have strong feelings about her one way or the other. But she's not in any position to have influence over anything. So what difference does it make?
I mean, as someone who voted for her, I don't even really think that much about it anymore. So I don't really get why other people would. But
I don't either. But it may be that they're still thinking about her possibly coming down the pike in a couple of years and running again.
I don't think that's going to
happen. Hillary?
No.
Until there was a
win. They also said that she was going to run for mayor of New York City. That's never going to happen either.
Okay, you want to know, here's an insight. There's a series, I watched the whole thing on the plane flying to Los Angeles. There's the Kennedy story after Camelot that had Tom Cruise's wife, former wife, Katie Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Kennedy. And one of the guys from Friends played Teddy Kennedy. And then there are a bunch of other actors and actresses that you never saw or heard of before that were in this thing. And it was a four-hour series taking things from post-death of the Kennedy brothers to when Jackie Kennedy died. And it was really very telling. It was based on books that had been written either by the people who were on the staff or those accounts from the people that were on the staff of things that were going on during the 60s, 70s, 80s, until Jackie died in the 90s. And it was really thinking about approval ratings and what people think about politicians. What an insight into these people and how they thought. And what Teddy Kennedy was a real bastard. Cur, the way he's portrayed. What'd you say, Joe?
Did they do the? There was all kinds of stuff that was said about the Kennedys. I haven't seen what you're referring to. Did they have the thing about Bobby and Jackie in there?
Well, yes, there was always a little.
There was a rumor about that, right?
A rumor about that.
Yeah,
a rumor about Ted and Jackie. Ted depended on her, according to the portrayal here. Jackie was the mainstay, trying to keep everything together. Joan was, unfortunately, an alcoholic, and yeah. I would have been
an alcoholic
if I was married to Joan was married to Ted.
Oh, okay.
You would be too
if you were married to Ted.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point. People try to canonize him, but he was the worst by far of the brothers. The worst. Man.
The guy that got kicked out of Harvard for...
Yes, he did. 2 years at Harvard, and he was out. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Review, charts from Talkers Magazine, focus on news talk conversations on the sort of political or issue-oriented news talk stations. Talkers Magazine every week puts this together every week of the year. This is the one for the next to the last week of December and the year. Number 7 on the list, the wildfires here in California. Joe, you and I might spend a minute talking about this. I was driving to the studio this morning, and it was in the dark. Yeah. And I just got to Los Angeles. I've been in L.A. for a couple of weeks. And so when the fires took place, it was in between. The fires started sort of the day after I left, and they seem to be over now for the most part now that I'm back here. The smell coming up the 405 to go to the 101 to come over here to the studio. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from Santa Monica, up the 405 by the Getty Center. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's dark, can't see anything, so I'll see the results of the fire. But I could smell. You could mm-hmm. just, it's there. And you're in Studio City on the other side of the hill. Can you still yep. smell the yep. aftermath of the fires?
No, not at all. And I know the Thomas Fire is still burning. I don't know about the other one.
Yes.
But the Thomas Fire is still burning. Yeah. That's a big one. 272,000 acres. It started on the 4th of December, 60% contained. No, I don't smell it at all. There was a day or two in Studio City, it was a couple of weeks ago, that in the San Fernando Valley is at large, where you could really smell the smoke. And not only see smell the smoke, but see the ash on everything.
Well, I mean, you're right over the hill. From where in Bel Air, where it was up at the top
right.
of the hill on Mulholland, you're right,
right
down on the other side of the hill. So
yeah, it's exactly right.
The fact that it didn't get over there, you're lucky.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. If it came all the way over to where we are, that would really be a complete disaster. That would be there's so many people in the hills there. That would not be a good thing. But it was the ash for quite some time on everything. And
cars, houses,
we don't see everything.
Yeah. Joe Crummy,
who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts, is here with us on the Countdown, the Talk Radio Review. Victoria Keelan is here. Number six has to do with North Korea, continuing threats. What more, though, Victoria, came out of it this week was the fact that Kim Jong-un has killed 80,000, executed 80,000 people in his country this year, including most of his closest relatives, women with whom he has slept and had children. It goes on and on and on and on. What is in this guy's mind?
Psycho. But
he is a psycho.
Where did you see that? Here's the thing. Where did you see that? You
made 80,000?
Right. Yeah, where'd you read the story? I haven't seen it.
We were talking about it this week. I don't remember what day it was, Victoria.
Yeah, it kind of came
it was earlier
up
in
a
the
few
week.
Times. Yep.
Yeah, right.
Well,
he had just executed somebody that was a close friend, and that's what brought my attention around to it. And then I started looking at some other things. But he's always, every day, there's some kind of execution for someone that he doesn't want to have around him anymore. So he just, Saddam Hussein used to do the same thing. He didn't like you, take out his gun and shoot you. End of story.
Well, you know what? I'm just very cynical about all that. You may be exactly right. That story may be 100% on the money with this guy. And then again, I also worry that you're just being set up for an invasion, and so you'll be ready to go when they want to pull the trigger.
But I see what you're saying on that one, Joe. But even if he's killed 10 people, the way he's done it, he shot the rocket at his uncle. He had another uncle who was eaten by a pack of wild dogs, and this was like even years ago. This has been going on for a really long time. So if it's 80,000 or if it's 80, this guy needs to be stopped. And I said,
where
this
is the world community?
Week.
There's
exactly.
The tribunal of crimes against humanity. Why is this guy still walking around?
Right. I
well,
because
the UN, he's in violation of, every time he tests a nuke, it's in violation of those UN laws and all that kind of stuff.
Right, but all the human rights violations, we're not going to do anything with Cuba now because of the human rights violations, supposedly. And that's just on a macro, on a very micro level.
Asinine.
But which I agree, Doug, I think it is. But where is the world, the global community, saying enough is enough with this guy? Everyone just seems to be looking the other way.
Every time this happens, when the world, it happened, World War I was caused by people who are in power ignoring the problems of other people who were in power. And World War II, the seeds for World War II, were set after when the League of Nations, which was the precursor to the UN, put together the Treaty of Versailles at the end of World War I, it sowed the seeds for a Hitler, and they so disparaged the Germans, they gave him no chance to recover. So it was perfect. By 1933, Hitler was on his way, and you see what happened with that. Nobody stopped him. The British, that whole movie now, it's out about Winston Churchill, and then the precursor to that was Neville Chamberlain, who had no balsam whatsoever. He was ready to give in. And Ted Kennedy, the old man, he wanted to placate the Germans, too. Yeah, let's make peace with the Germans. And so when we don't recognize this, the same mistake, this is one of the things that I have as a gripe of mine with education today. The stories, the history that's not being taught, world history, recent history, U.S. history, people don't have an idea. If they did, they would understand. And a lot of people say, well, Trump comes out of that same cloth. You know, he could be the next Hitler. You know, all of that stuff that comes out of people who I just so hate him that that's the image that they want to create. I don't know that I want to go there, but I certainly would go there with Kim Jong-un. And where the placation, even the Chinese, I don't even get that, because the Chinese, they'll get the worst of whatever happens. The North Koreans, you can blow them off the map, but the South Koreans and the Chinese would get the worst in terms of if whatever the stuff that's used in the battles, that's going to blow into China, it's going to blow down into South Korea, it's going to affect Japan. Well, those are the things that those countries are the ones, it seems to me, ought to be working to bump this guy off.
Right. And for whatever reason, China, who I've said for the longest time, China is not our friend. They're our frenemy at best. They act like our friend sometimes, but they're really more of an enemy.
Good for business. They wouldn't be where they are if it wasn't for us buying all their junk.
Right. And so we're in frenemy status with them. But obviously they must be benefiting from keeping that nut job where he is in North Korea. Because, like you said, Doug, why else would they put themselves in such jeopardy? Unless they just don't believe he's really going to do anything.
Right, they see him as a counterbalance to our hegemony in the region. That's what they see that. They go, oh, he's a thorn on the U.S.'s side. That's good.
Well, we're involved in lots of areas that we ought not to be, Joe. That's for sure. So,
but hypothetically, would the world be upset if South Korea took over North Korea and it just became Korea? Would the world really be upset?
That's what it was for the 1950s when the war broke. Yeah. The Chinese went in there and stirred the pot. That's how it all started anyway. Mao Zedong was trying to expand after his thing. You know, he took over in China in 1948, and by 1950, things were rolling. Let's go expand a little bit. China, all that landmass, they still wanted a little bit more. So, okay, let's go down and see if we can take over Korea. And that's what started what, you know, has become a... We lost that. There was never a real win there. That was when we started all of this excursion, modern excursion, into other areas where we have no business being.
But South Korea seems to have a very friendly relationship with everyone. So if it was just a bigger South Korea, I don't understand who would have a problem with that. Unless it's China, because China's getting something from North Korea that we don't know about. Maybe they're getting a huge payoff or something.
Well, China would have a problem with it because they see South Korea as really the U.S. Certainly, Russia would have a problem with it. I mean, my understanding of what happened after World War II was that there was a power vacuum in Korea, that the Japanese had occupied Korea for the most of the century. And once Japan fell and the United States was, you know, obviously the big mover there, there was this big power vacuum in Korea. So you had the Russians coming down from the north, seizing it from the north, and then you had the United States in the southern part of the country, and that's how you ended up with the Korean War, which is really just World War II extended. And Doug, you're right, World War II is just World War I extended. They had scores that were never settled. Yeah. And so they see South Korea as basically the United States. That's what they look at. That's how it's seen. And you can see with North Korea and Japan, there's no love lost there whatsoever. Because
not
the Japanese were brutal when they were running the place.
They were worse. The stuff they did in China to the Chinese, the march
That's
to
right,
Japan,
too.
All of the stuff that was done, horrible.
Yeah. North Koreans look at the United States as this evil country that attacked them, and they don't. And they could care less about Japan because you know any of their missiles hit Japan. You know they're thinking, well, you guys are evil too, so the hell are you?
Well, you're not wrong when you said that those countries view South Korea as sort of a U.S. light. Or
it's
the
a
little
client
you know,
state, right? It's a client state. That's what it is.
Pop culturally, South Korea is so on par and so enamored with U.S. culture that when you look at the music and the fashion and it's the new beauty capital of the world. There's pop culturally, it is so similar to any major city in America now. So I agree with you on that. They probably do see that as
absolutely.
You know,
that's
baby America. Yeah,
I remember going to China. And the people that were my guides and drivers were wonderful folks, family folks. They were not allowed to have us meet their family. My family went over, my former wife, my two children, and I went around China for 7-8 days at the behest of the Chinese government. And I did my radio program from there five different cities. And it was really a wonderful experience. And you could see Western influence. They called it Western corruption. Western influence there. And this was almost 20 years ago when I went over. Yep. So it really, life changed a lot with the influence of our money and our culture. And you see it all around the world. People want to wear, you go places, the T-shirts they wear in Africa are all about American things. Not so much in Europe anymore, but you go to places, Russia and China and South America. It's really very interesting. All right, 45 past the hour. The two stories that I think are the biggest this week, life expectancy and the statistics around that and the tax reform bill. Let's work our way through that as time allows here, continuing our discussion about the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Review.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This report is brought to you by LG. Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSpoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG's smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together. So stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of December 18th to the 22nd, work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The top stories of the week, the top 10, starting with sports talk action, conversation about what's going on in the NFL, the NBA, Daryl Strawberry, all that good stuff. Number 9, continuing focus on who's kind of zooming who. The investigations into rape. It's so disconcerting. I don't even want to talk about it. Number 8, the approval ratings for the president. Number 7, continuing focus on the wildfires, but they aren't as bad as they were. I can say that with authority because I'm in California now. Number 6, North Korea and the continuing threats from that nut bird that's there. Number 5, the fact that our numbers are falling. Life expectancy falling. Number 4, the Amtrak train crash. Number 3, the Trump and the Russian investigation. Number 2, the UN condemning us going to Jerusalem. And the tax reform bill is number 1. 46, almost 47 after the hour, News Talk overview, the world of News Talk Radio with Victoria Keelan having conversation with Joe Crummy. I'm Doug Steffen. The opioid crisis and where it is leading us. The life expectancy in America has dropped again this year, and a lot of people have been talking about it, especially late in the week after another report which shows Americans are expecting to live less than they did last year, 1/10 of a year, so let's say almost a month has been shaved off of the stat. And when you look at women, they live 5 years longer than men, an average of 81.1 years. Men, 76.1 years. The last time there was this kind of a drop was in the early 60s.
I wonder what happened back then in the 62 to 63. What was going on then?
62 and 63. I'll have to give that some thought.
Was
that's
it
a
war?
Good question. No. We were not in war in the 60s.
So that's interesting.
What if it was Vietnam, but not till then? What'd you say, Joe?
I wonder if it was smoking. Everybody was.
I don't think smoking affected people as much then. It hadn't started to kill people yet.
Oh, yeah, well, it wasn't. The stats weren't being. I think it was killing people. They weren't looking at it that way. They looked at it as separate lung and heart problems, not related to smoking. But the reason there is a problem now is that opioids are killing more people in our country, more women than breast cancer. 63,000 lives were lost to drug overdoses last year. And more lethal this year when the stats come out after the beginning of the new year. Last year, 42,000 drug fatalities, and most of them involved opioids. So that's why the use of drugs is what's killing Americans at an earlier age. What kind of mindset makes you nuts enough to want to get on this crap?
But that's the problem, though, and that's why people have ignored this problem up until now, or now we're really dealing with it, and there's a task force, I guess, that Trump was going to do and the whole thing. Yeah. It's not people who just wanted to get on drugs. These are people who had surgery who are now hooked on heroin.
I get that. All right, so a lot of discussion here. Thank you to Joe and Victoria. 10 before the hour, Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour, it's time for our review of the hot hits in technology from this past week. The top five items. Victoria Keelan has done the research, so we'll start with Amazon at number five and work our way to number one. This is something that's new. Maybe it's not so new. It was new to me when you told the story earlier this week about Amazon Tube, Victoria.
Yeah, well, it was actually news to me as well, and a lot of people haven't realized that for the past better part of a year, Google has been battling with Amazon behind the scenes. Google owns YouTube, and so Google has blocked any Amazon tablet users from accessing YouTube videos. So if you were wondering if there was something wrong with your device, why you can't watch anything on YouTube, it's not you. It's really the behind the scenes, the powers that be really going back and forth. And so now Amazon has decided, like they often do, well, we're just going to create our own YouTube. And so they have this week filed to get trademarks for Amazon Tube and OpenTube. And the descriptions in the trademark filings are pretty much identical to what YouTube is. And if this moves forward, if Google and Amazon can't come to some sort of peaceful agreement, you may end up seeing YouTube really shaking in their boots for 2018. Because everything Amazon does, we know, it ends up just being sort of bigger, maybe not better, but certainly bigger than the competition.
Wow. How much bigger can they get? They buy out everything. Buy up everybody's business, no matter what it is.
Whew. Yeah. Well, like I told you, I was shopping in what is the only sort of shopping mall in Manhattan, in Columbus Circle, and what used to be the Barnes & Noble is now just called Amazon Books. And they put them out of business. So it could be Amazon Tube.
All right, let's get to number four on our way to number one. The top five items from the world of technology this week include a new rollout from Twitter.
Yes, Twitter has begun enforcing stricter policies on violent and abusive content, hateful images, symbols, and including anything that's attached to actual user profiles. Under the new guidelines, which they have been talking about doing for a while, human monitors at the company will actually weigh hateful imagery in the same way that they do graphic violence and adult content. And this was such big news for Twitter this week, the stock price went soaring. So if you think these types of things don't really apply to Wall Street, they do.
Number three this week, the North Koreans are the bad guys again.
Oh, yeah. White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert said this week that the United States officially has declared that North Korea was behind the massive cyber attack called WannaCry. It was also called WyCry. And that was earlier this year. Over 100-something million people were affected by this. Microsoft took a huge, huge hit. And so they're saying that they have now done all the research behind the scenes, and North Korea is directly responsible. They worked with the United Kingdom and Microsoft to do all this research, and all three came together with the same conclusion that North Korea was behind all this. One of the other interesting things that came from this is they have decided that the Russia-based company Kaspersky Lab, which makes a lot of government-type computers and software, the U.S. will no longer be doing anything with them, which is great news, I think,
so
for
does
us.
That mean
smart move.
That they won't sell to the public, or the government just won't do anything with
Kaspersky? Government computers will not be U.S. government computers will not be buying anything from Kaspersky.
Yep. All right. Got it. Number two, this is a focus on California, but it has, I think, significance for anybody around the country using a cell phone.
Absolutely. This is a story that just really put a lot of fear in a lot of people. The California Department of Public Health issued guidelines on how to minimize your exposure to radiation from your cell phone. Studies have, of course, found lower sperm count and sperm quality in men, various brain tumor issues, effects on learning and memory, headaches, different effects that it has on sleeping. Children and teens are particularly at risk because their brains are still developing. And some of California's recommendations are keep the phone away from your body as much as possible. Carry it in a purse or a briefcase. Don't keep it in your pocket. Reduce your cell phone use when the signal is weak. This is one that no one seems to know, but when you only have one or two bars, and if you're in a fast-moving car or a bus, that's when you're getting hit with the most radiation, because the phone is constantly working to connect to a tower, and it's just emitting so much more radiation, EMF, electromagnetic radiation. Yeah. And they also say reduce the use of cell phones to stream audio and video. That's another big one. You have to make sure that you're not doing that as well.
Older iPhone owners, look out for Apple.
Apple has made a big acknowledgement this week that old iPhones are purposely being slowed down to accommodate the new updates. A lot of people are not happy about this. They feel it on their phones. They know it's not working right.
All right. Updates. Everything's disappointing in terms of speeds are concerned, it seems. All right, Victoria, it's good. 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.